At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. The 4th of July is coming next weekend, and assuming you aren't a veteran or someone else who suffers from post-traumatic stress, fireworks can be fun. But those big booms and cracks are terrifying for our furry friends, and more pets go missing on the 4th of July than at any other time of the year. Creating even more cause for concern this year is the severe overcrowding at our local shelters, so our friends in animal welfare really want to keep as many pets out of the shelters as possible. Here to tell us more is Veronica Perez, Public Information Officer for Riverside County Department of Animal Services, and Kim Youngberg, Assistant Director for RCDAS. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
And I should say you also have brought a very special guest into the studio. Tell us about Alexa.
Yes, so we brought Alexa. She is a two-month, we're saying boxer mix. She's a mix. She's a puppy. She's available for adoption. She's super cute, super calm. She's laying in my hands just listening to us talk. So she's got some siblings at the shelter, and she's a pretty good example of the kind of animals that we have available. Really, any kind of breed, personality, size. We've got a good mix at the shelter.
And her fur is so soft.
It is. Yes. She's really, really cute. And like I said, she's got a few other siblings with her in her kennel. So she's definitely very cute, very lovable, and very much available.
Well, hopefully she's going to find her forever home. Tell us about the current situation at Riverside County Department of Animal Services.
Well, we have a lot of dogs and cats in our facilities right now just waiting for the homes that they need. And we're especially having a hard time with finding homes for large dogs. And this has made our shelters, you know, at or over full capacity. So anyone that if you can come down, foster, adopt, any way you can, we're always looking for that. A lot of people don't know it's really easy to adopt. There aren't a lot of restrictions. We just want to make sure that you can provide them with a good home. So please come and check it out. We're also doing fee waived adoptions from now until we're less full.
Now, you mentioned fostering. You have both long-term and short-term foster programs. Can you tell us about some of those, including your Dog Day Out program?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can foster for even just a few hours by taking an animal out for a walk with our Dog Day Out program. It just gives them a little exercise, gets them out of their kennel, you know, frees up some stress. Letting them, you know, travel around with you and get some good, you know, one-on-one interaction, or maybe going home to sleep on your couch, you know, or you can plan to take them for a couple of weeks at a time just to get them out of the shelter environment. We do that with any of the pets in our shelter as long as they're available to the public. And we also have programs not only for adult dogs that just want to get out for a little while, but we've got underage cats and dogs that maybe need a couple of weeks just to get to the 8 weeks of age they have to be in order to be adopted.
How do these foster programs benefit the animals in the shelter?
Well, it really helps them get out and be socialized in a family environment, you know, in a regular household. It reduces their stress because they're in a normal home, or they're just getting out and getting some exercise where they can burn off some of their energy. So reducing that stress really helps to keep them healthy and keeps their behavior better and helps them find a better adoptive home.
So the 4th of July is coming up next weekend, and that can be a really dangerous time for pets. You've got parties and fireworks. What can families do to keep their pets safe over the holiday weekend?
Well, the first thing you want to do is make sure that you have a collar with an ID tag attached to your pet, because that is the easiest way to ensure that your pet's going to get back to you. You know, anyone who picks up an animal and it has an ID tag on it can easily call you immediately without having to interact with us at the shelter. Also, get your pet microchipped. We have a lot of times that we're doing, you know, free or fee-waived microchips. And then if you have a microchip, please make sure that your information is up to date with the microchip company that you chose. One of the biggest things we see at the shelter with animals that come in with microchips is that phone numbers and addresses and contacts aren't updated when people move or change numbers. So please do that. The other thing that you can do is that there's an application called Petco Love Lost, and you can find that on our website. For free, you can go on there and create a profile in advance with your animal and put a photograph on there. And what Petco Love Lost does is it actually screens animal shelter databases using facial recognition technology to help match you back with your pet. And so we're partnered with Petco Love Lost, and any animal that comes into our shelter is actually goes through like a database scrubbing, and they'll try to find any information they can on who the owner is.
Now, I've registered my pets with a Petco Love Lost. I gotta say, it is a super fun thing to do, actually.
Yeah, it's really great because you can go and see kind of the map of the area. And so it's pretty interactive and up to date.
And then you get to upload all of these cute pictures of your pets. Super fun. You mentioned microchipping. I feel like a lot of people don't understand how microchips work. Can you go into that?
Sure. They're really easy. Getting a microchip for your pet is just like getting them a vaccination. It's just a slightly larger needle. So it's just like they get a shot. It's over with instantly. But it's permanent identification that's in your pet. And, you know, you can't track them like, you know, GPS or anything like that, at least not yet. People are, I think, working on this technology. But if you go to any veterinary office or bring it into any shelter, even some of our fire stations in Riverside County have microchip scanners, and that you can scan the pet and then it contacts the microchip company and we can get your information so we can get your pet returned to you.
So 4th of July happens. Pets get scared. They break out of the gate. What should a pet parent do if their pet gets lost?
Well, definitely go around and check with your neighbors, see if anybody's found your lost pet. Please come and check our shelters. We're always out and about getting calls all day long, especially around the 4th, for pets that have gotten loose. So please come and get them from the shelter. We actually have an online photo gallery that shows every pet that's been impounded in the shelter, and it's updated every hour. So you can even look and see if your pet's been impounded on our website. But, you know, always post signs, check with your neighbors. Definitely keep coming into the shelter and see if your pet's there. Hopefully you have an ID tag and a collar. You can come and get ID tags for free at our shelters anytime. We offer that.
And you can definitely register them on Petco Love Lost as well. And the research shows most pets are found close to where they were lost. So it really is good to start with the neighborhood, registering on Petco Love Lost, and then going to our website to see if the animal entered our shelter.
And of course, as the saying goes, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Absolutely.
What are some steps, other than microchipping and IDing our pets, should we take prior to the 4th of July weekend?
Definitely make sure that ID collars are attached to your pet. You have a microchip in your pet and then it's been updated. If you know that your pet responds, you know, badly to fireworks, as a lot of ours do, you know, make sure that they're securely in your house. And, you know, maybe that's confining them to a room, maybe staying home on the 4th instead of going out somewhere. You can also have them additionally in a crate inside of your house. You can also talk to your veterinarian, because there are things that they can do to help with your pet's stress by, you know, giving them some medications and things like that that can help to reduce that stress with the fireworks on the 4th of July.
And I've heard that playing music can help mask the sounds of fireworks. I don't have any scientific data behind this, but just anecdotally, I have heard that pets really, really enjoy listening to K-Frog on Alexa or on the Odyssey app while they're hanging out at home.
That sounds like a great idea.
Okay, so what should someone do if they come across a lost pet?
So if they come across a lost pet, you can upload that pet's image to Petco Love Lost. So if your pet has already been registered in Petco Love Lost, you can help make that connection. If they have a caller, you know, with an ID tag, definitely call that phone number and see if you can get somebody. As Veronica said, most pets that are lost are usually found within a short distance from their home. You know, if you can hold on to the pet for a while and to give you time to talk to your neighbors and things like that, we really appreciate that at the shelter. We're happy to help you with any supplies, you know, pet food, things like that, that you might need to hold on to them for a little bit. We can also help you with uploading them to Petco Love Lost. We can scan for microchips also and see if we can't make that connection with the owner so that the pet doesn't have to be impounded in the shelter. You know, but as a last case scenario, you're always welcome to bring them to the shelter. That's what we're here for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I'm speaking with Veronica Perez, Public Information Officer for Riverside County Department of Animal Services, and Kim Youngberg, Assistant Director for RCDAS. Where can residents go if they want to get their pet microchipped or get a tag for their pets?
We give free tags for pets at any of our shelter locations. So anybody who needs a tag, need an updated tag, you got a new family member, you need a tag, you can come down to any of our open shelters and get a tag. And we actually are going to be offering free microchips today at all of our open shelter facilities. So we're open from 10 to 4. Bring in your pet. They'll get a free microchip today to prepare for 4th of July.
And then, of course, the weather's heating up. What steps can pet parents take to keep their pets comfortable during these hot summer months?
Be aware of the temperatures outside, you know, and know that when you're walking your pet, walking your dog outside, that the sidewalk concrete can be hot. So just, you know, keep that in mind, that if it's hot for you, it's probably hot for your pet. If your pets are outside, make sure that they have shade and shelter. You know, dogs often like, you know, a size appropriate wading pool or place where they can go cool off in the water. And then also, you know, just bringing your pets inside when it gets really hot.
And anything else you think we should know?
Definitely that all adoptions are fee waived ongoing to address the overcapacity that we're experiencing with dogs. If you cannot bring on a new family member into your home, we understand. We also offer fostering, which is great for the animals to be able to stretch out their legs, get a break from being in the kennel. So either option is super helpful to helping us with the amount of dogs that we're seeing. And we encourage the community to come out and be a part of helping these animals find forever homes.
And finally, tell us about the benefits of adopting a shelter pet.
Well, you're adding a family member to your household that's, you know, going to be there to give you that unconditional love. You're saving a life. And I don't think there's anything that's quite as wonderful. They, you know, they seem to have this sense that they know the impact that you've had on their life, and they're very grateful for it.
Where can we go to get more information or to see the pets that are available through RCDAS?
Our website is rcdas.org. And on the homepage, there's a tab that says Adoptable Pets. You click that and it's broken out by shelter location. You can see the available pets we have for adoption. That's rcdas.org.
Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you are doing to keep our furry friends safe, and happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.